You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Last Thursday, I'm sure that you're all wondering what was going on. Well, if you'll remember, a day or two before, I told you that a contractor in the valley had cut the main phone cable for the whole valley. And I guess they were trying to put it back together, but they got... I'm sorry. I have to turn the pot down because I had to cough. Tell you why about that later. And they were trying to put the phone cable back together, and they just screwed everything up. Just totally. And so, on last Thursday, we were not able to call out of this valley anywhere. And in fact, most of the numbers in the valley we couldn't call. Every time we dialed a number or tried to contact WBCQ, we got a little message that said all circuits were busy. And we knew all circuits are busy. There was no national disaster. It wasn't Mother's Day. And so there was, literally no reason for it. So it had to be the problem with the cable. Things are all working properly now, or at least as far as I know. There may still be some areas in the valley that aren't, that don't have good phone service. I don't know. But that's what happened on Thursday night. We kept dialed and dialed and dialed and dialed, and we had some people here from out of state who were guests, who were going to be guests on the broadcast Thursday night. Well, they're gone now. They left this morning. And so you're not going to hear that broadcast. You're not going to hear that show. It didn't happen. That's the show that didn't happen. We tried for a long time to dial into WBCQ, and we were just not able to. And the phone started ringing off the wall. I guess WBCQ played a rerun, and you all thought it was live. It was not. And the compound things, I heard that Thursday night's broadcast was not on the internet, and I don't know if that's true or not, because I wasn't checking. I had guests here, and they were disappointed that they weren't going to be on the broadcast. But it's funny how things turn out, folks. Because two of my really, really dear friends of many years came in Thursday evening. They were going to be guests on the broadcast and stayed all weekend and left today. Actually, I said this morning, while it was actually about 2 o'clock in the afternoon that they actually pulled out in their car and went back down to Phoenix to catch the plane home. And last Monday I hurt my back pretty bad, and it had not healed when they had arrived, so I wasn't much good as far as doing things physically, and my eyes are in real bad shape. If you've been to the website, you know that I posted a notice there that the website is not going to be updated until next week. I just cannot look at another computer screen. I can't look at a television screen. I can't read anything. This is the advice of the experts that I have, is to shut down. Close my eyes. Don't read. Don't look at anything close. If I want to look at something, go outside and look at the horizon until this eye strain, this eye severe, I mean really severe, a chronic eye strain that I'm experiencing right now has a chance to heal itself. So you'll just have to bear with me. My back is much better now. It got better. It was getting better through the week, and it got better over the weekend, and still a little sore and tender, but today I took Crusher for yesterday I took Crusher for a long walk for the first time in over a week. And today, took him for several long walks and enjoyed it very, very much. When I sit in a chair for a long time, my back tends to get stiff, so when I get up and start to, walk around, it's kind of difficult to walk for a few minutes, straight up and in any kind of a normal posture. And then it sort of loosens up and everything's fine until I sit down for a while again. Sitting seems to exacerbate this thing. So I either lay or stand is really what's going on. I have been through intermediaries learning what's going on, and I can't understand why all of a sudden, when Clinton's administration is almost over, everybody's going for his throat now. They want to indict him. They're coming out with all kinds of terrible reports. I don't understand this. Why couldn't they do this years ago so we didn't have to suffer 8 years of this Marxist, communist, Nazi Gestapo regime? I mean, and if Gore gets elected, of course it's going to continue and probably be worse under him. But what is this bit about waiting until he's getting...
why didn't they do it before?
What the hell's going on here?
That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And since I can't read anything or look at a computer screen, and, I'm depending on other people to relay this stuff to me by talking to me on the telephone or coming up and talking to me in person, I'm going to have to rely upon the listening audience tonight to sort of bring out what in the world all of this means. Good evening, you're on the air. Turn off your radio.
Yes, Phil?
Yes.
This Grant Maggio, one of the people who is also in Sailing the Millennium, have you seen that yet?
Would you say that again now?
This is Grant Maggio of Alamance Independent. I'm also one of the people in the movie Sailing the Millennium.
Never saw it. Don't know anything about it.
That was filmed by Bananana Productions.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I have.
I've ordered my coffee, they tell me, wait 3 to 6 weeks. My personal view on why it's taking so long for anyone to seriously go after Bill Clinton among the powers that be is that Bill Clinton has delivered the goods for big business. He's delivered them NAFTA. He's delivered them a global economy. Or tried to with WTO in Seattle. He's trying again next month on April 16th and 17th at a rally meeting of the IMF and World Bank in Washington, D.C. with 25 aspiring Greenspan types here from around the world. He's delivered them the low interest rates. He's delivered them the cheap labor, both here with immigration and abroad, through very, very loose import restrictions. And therefore, big business has done anything imaginable to stymie pressure to get this guy out of the White House, including by its own traditional Republican allies. What else makes sense?
Well, I don't know. If that's true, then why are they going after him right now? I mean,
they don't want Al Gore, because Al Gore is an eco-Nazi, and if you want to know some of the things that Al Gore has said, they're all there in the Al Gore in his own and words resource library in Alamance Independent when your eyes get better and you can look at a computer screen. And the hope the folks from 1992 to last month, and frankly, big business does not want Al Gore. But it was willing to put up with Bill Clinton in spite of Bill Clinton's ultra-leftist agenda on every kind of social issue in America, in spite of Bill Clinton wanting to, or maybe because of Bill Clinton wanting to have all these little brushfire Meals on Wheels missions, as Rush Limbaugh calls them, in places like Yugoslavia, because those Meals on Wheels missions are a giant corporate welfare check for the defense industry.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you think of that.
Well, I don't think it's about business, big business, really. I think big business is certainly a part of all this, but I think it's more about rogue government than anything else.
Well, if you look at rogue government basically is about giving big business what it wants at the expense of everyone else. As Pat Buchanan put it, it's about pitting working moms in South Carolina against working moms in East Asia, all for the benefit of investment bankers on Wall Street.
Well, I think that's what they'd like to have planned, but that's not what it's all about at all. It's about redistributing the wealth. In other words, taking the manufacturing process from this country to third world nations in order to lower the standard of living here and raise it in those third world nations, and so to reach some sort of an economic leveling throughout the world, at which point they'll bring down the middle class in this country and they'll have their one world government. That business that thinks that globalism and world government is on its side is in for a rude awakening, because the goal is a one-world totalitarian socialist order. And the goal, ultimate goal of socialism, according to Karl Marx, B.I. Lenin, and Mao Zedong, is communism. And in a communist state, big business doesn't exist. There'll be one airline, there'll be one major food supplier, there'll be one farming corporation, and they'll all be owned and controlled by the state.
Well, that is the inevitable result. If you've been to a hardware store at all recently, you've noticed all kinds of things that used to be saying made in USA on the bottom of them, and now say either made in China or made in Mexico.
Sure.
And this is part of an American tragedy. Stripping the industrial base of this country, it's got enormous implications for native-born blacks in this country.
But you're thinking in all the wrong terms.
Read the Communist Manifesto. That's what it's all about.
It is about that. I'm not going to disagree with you that you have a lot of elitists, a lot of Hillary Clinton types worldwide who would want...
Wait a minute. Hillary Clinton is not an elitist. She's a devout Marxist fanatic.
Well, that's what I mean. She's not one of the proletariat that this is supposed to be a dictatorship of. All of the communist revolutions have been brought about by people who were at least upper middle class to start with.
Sure.
And she, Wellesley graduate, has been a very big part of that, just as much as the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
Sure, but one thing that you're forgetting is they are murdered as soon as that kind of government rises to power.
Well,
the people who brought them to power, the so-called intelligentsia, are all dispensed with.
That did not happen with Lenin. That did not happen.
That absolutely did happen. Absolutely did happen.
And also, have you ever heard of a woman named Nancy Pietrafisa?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Have you ever read the book by David Brooke, The Seduction of Hillary Rodham?
Yes, I have.
Read?
Wait a minute. You're assuming that the book is 100% correct. Just because something is printed in a book doesn't mean it's true.
I'm not assuming that it's true. I'm asking what your thoughts were about comments that he made regarding Nancy Biggs for FISA.
That name doesn't ring a bell to me. It must not have impressed me very much, I can tell you that, because I read the book.
Okay, I'll catch you up to date on it. Hillary Clinton, once she'd gotten down into Arkansas politics, brought down a Wellesley chum named Nancy Pietrofisa. And she had Miss Pietrofisa there along with Miss Pietrofisa's husband by then trying to help run Bill Clinton's government down there. And almost immediately, rumors were completely going through the Arkansas political set that Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pietrofisa had something going. And
wait a minute. That's probably why it didn't impress me. I am not impressed by rumors. I don't listen to rumors. Unless somebody can prove something, I think it's absolutely, totally irresponsible to print rumors or pass around rumors or put rumors up as some sort of fact that is supposed to vilify somebody. I don't care if it's William Clinton. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. I don't care if it's Pat Buchanan or whoever the hell it is. Rumors have no place in my life, period.
Are you aware that you cannot interview Ms. Pietrofisa now?
What? Who cares? You're what do you want to interview her for? Because of rumors?
Just to ask her what her comment is on them, are you aware of...
Why do you lend credence to rumors? That's one of the big problems in this country, is people pass around rumors and bullshit and lies and disinformation on a daily basis like it was butter on popcorn for the movie theaters. And I'm pretty sick of it. I don't like rumors. Rumors are destructive. I bet there's some rumors going around in your town about you.
There probably are.
Well, why don't we get to the bottom of those rumors?
There are probably undoubtedly people who would love to. However,
you didn't answer my question. Why don't we get to the bottom of those rumors? Let's solve your rumors before we solve somebody else's rumors. I don't like rumors. Rumors are usually started by people who don't like somebody else. They're usually total lies.
Well, there have been lots of rumors about the Vince Foster case, but a lot of them...
We don't deal in rumors here. We only deal in facts. There are facts connected to the Vince Foster case, but it's bad enough that nobody has to invent any rumors about it. Why are you obsessed with rumors?
I'm just asking what you had heard about them and what your comment was, and I think we already have the answer to that. And
the answer to that is I don't listen to rumors. If I did, I would probably email about everybody that I ever saw, because everybody has rumors going around about them, and most of them are nothing but cold-ass lies.
And something, incidentally, is that when for next month on the 16th and 17th, coming back to that in D.C. at the World Bank and at the IMF, is bringing together the same coalition of left and right that protested in Seattle against the WTO. And you can go to a website, www.816.org, and you can even pull up plans for how to get in carpools, van pools to D.C. because of its notorious shortage.
What's the point?
The point is, if you want to be there to either report on or protest against globalization, this is one of the biggest opportunities to come along in 5 years.
How come nobody's ever heard about this?
It's after it was referred to me by another talk show host after I was trying to corroborate another thing that turned out
to be false.
Yes. Which turned out to not be corroborative, at the very least, we can leave it at that. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but the one that I was referred to did turn out to be true, and as such...
How do you know it's true?
First of all, the person I got it from has a long-standing record of veracity in being a witness. Second of all, I've seen this website.
Oh, my goodness.
It, again, it is of the same people who were in Seattle. The same coalition of unionists, leftists, and conservatives. And it is a major opportunity to protest globalism.
Well, I can't refute you because I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. I haven't heard anything about it. Except for if you're the person that I think you are, the emails that you've been sending me. I have been unable to verify any of it.
Well, check that website that I have
checked. I have checked it.
This isn't the one that I told you about initially for the May event at the United Nations that turned out not to be corroborable.
I understand that.
This is one for April 16th to 17th at the World Bank and IMF headquarters in D.C. That's www.
I've already told you that. I still cannot verify that any of this stuff is true. Somebody seems to be spreading this stuff around that these things are going to happen, and the ones that I've checked out, I can't find any verification for.
Do you think, Dan, that this is some kind of Quintel Pro-style operation?
I have no idea. I don't know. I never heard it from anybody but you. Well, you're the one who would have to tell us.
Personally, I think that the other one that I was initially tipped on was an effort to discredit numerous dissident talk show hosts and conservative newspapers.
Well, I don't bite on dick unless somebody can prove it to me.
And that's exactly the same thing that I ended up telling that individual. How do I know that you're not with the FBI?
Well, I could just be a flat liar. Who knows?
Basically, I all but accused him of that, and he then referred me to another website, and frankly, when I tried to access it, it didn't exist. And what I'm saying is that I did find corroborating there on the April 16th to 17th one. It's called the Mobilization for Global Justice, is the name of the protest in D.C. at the World Bank and IMF.
And if huge numbers of people, if it's so secret? Because I can't find any corroboration for it anywhere, except for what you tell me and what this one website says, and nobody seems to know anything about it. How are they going to get all these people there if nobody even knows that it's happening? And why should they even go there in the first place? I can't even find any evidence that there's going to be any kind of a meeting.
If lists that there are going to be caravans of caravan poles from both New England, the West Coast, the Southeast, and Canada.
Well, but you're missing something. You see, when these people start doing these kinds of things, activists all over the country start putting out emails, they list it on their websites, they start drumming things up, they call talk show hosts all over the country, and I haven't seen any evidence of any of that.
And that's why I did not believe the one that supposedly was in May, frankly, because I could not find any other website of it or anything.
Well, you know, we've spent too much time on this. We'll have some other people get in here and do their thing.
And I'll listen to the rest of your show.
Thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. The only reason I gave him so much time, folks, is because he's been sending me email for like a week and a half about this stuff.
And I haven't been able to figure out.
Are
you snowing me, or somebody snowing him, or we're all being snowed, or else I just wasn't able to you know, track it down. But I can't find any evidence of any of that. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we got way off the topic. What in the world, why are they just now deciding to go after Bill Clinton right at the end of 8 years of terror, of merciless socialist bullshit lies, of scandal after scandal after scandal, of a White House staff member being murdered, unbelievable compromises in national security with the communist Chinese. I could go on and on and on and on and on. For 8 years this has been going on. This guy's almost out of office, and now everybody's talking like we're going to get Bill Clinton. I think it's bullshit. I think it's a lie. I think it's some kind of diversion to take our mind off of something else. I don't think these guys are ever going to go after Bill Clinton, because if they were, they would have already done it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to ask you a question. Why is the government doing this now?
Can you put your mouth in front of your phone and talk a lot louder, please?
Okay. The reason why this is...
Excuse me. Could you put your mouth in front of your phone and talk a lot louder, please?
I'm sorry, but I think we have a bad line. I will hang
no,
up.
No, you don't have a bad line, and you don't need to hang up. Just talk louder. Some of you guys just don't know how to talk loud. Just talk louder, okay?
Okay, Bill.
Because I want to hear what you got to say. Just talk louder.
The reason for this is just the same as what you saw in World War II. With Adolf Hitler.
You know what? You haven't raised your voice at all. Good night. Come on, folks. Get with the program. 520-333-457. I want the audience to hear what you're talking about. All you got to do is talk louder. You know? I asked him several times to talk louder. And he didn't even raise his voice, not one single smidgen. Good evening. I'm here.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
I was just trying to find out if you knew anything about the Gary Phillips story.
Refresh my memory. The name sounds familiar.
I've only been able to find one source of information, but that's has to be a former IMF agent in Seattle, Tacoma area, and allegedly was having an argument with the IRS about. Well, about every theory you can think of.
He was an Immigration and Naturalization Service agent? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And he's having an argument with the Internal Revenue Service?
Yes.
No, I haven't heard this one.
Well, I have, but I haven't been able to verify it, and I thought maybe you were.
Well, what's the story? Since we're on stories tonight, you might as well tell us what's the story.
Well,
remember, folks, this is just a rumor, okay?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. That's why I wanted to see if you had heard anything.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how many stupid people out there will hear it on this show and go repeat it and say, well, it's true because I heard it on Bill Cooper's Hour at the Time. You'd be absolutely amazed at how that stuff starts.
I don't want to start any more. I'm just trying to find out if one's true.
I know. That's why I made it a point to say that it's a rumor. So go ahead. What's the story?
Well, the only source I'm able to find is on ICE at iResist.com or something like that. But originally he sent letters from Greenquist.
Now you're dropping your voice now. You got to keep your voice up.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's got a little post on the internet, which I don't know if it's authentic or not. To Greenquist, and it goes all through the story of Bill Benson, his book, The Law That Never Was.
Oh, are you talking about this lawyer that wrote a letter confirming that the 16th Amendment was never ratified?
No, I'm not talking about
okay.
A lawyer. No, this man was supposed to be back in the early 60s.
Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead with the story.
A member of the Immigration National Service with 40 years of service. And then he found out about all of this with Bill Benson and his research and started asking questions, got no replies from anybody he asked.
Well, you never will.
And
you start asking questions, you get warrants issued for your arrest.
Well, apparently that's the way the story goes, is that the IRS went after him.
Yeah, that's what they did with me. I asked them to prove it. I told them, if you can prove it to me, I'll be happy to file and pay taxes. They wouldn't even give me the time of day. I had to sue them.
And I was winning in court. They were committing perjury all over the place and couldn't come forward with anything that proved any authority or delegation of authority or jurisdiction whatsoever.
And so they went and lied to a grand jury and got warrants issued for our arrest.
That's amazing what these
clowns will do.
Well,
so we couldn't pursue our suit because I couldn't go into court. I would be arrested.
I was at the We the People Congress meeting in at the National Press Club last November the 13th. Beavy Kid was at the one in July.
Uh-huh.
And C-SPAN was supposed to cover that.
I know, and
the one in July, and
yeah.
They...
And the next one they didn't.
Well, yeah, for mysterious reasons.
Well, it's not mysterious at all. Somebody went and leaned on them.
Well, of course.
And the way they usually lean on them is if you cover this, you're going to be audited for the next 16 years. And we're going to make sure that somebody, you know, pays for this.
Well, if anyone believes we have a free press in this country,
we don't have free anything. Everybody's scared to death, and the government strong arms everybody.
That's extortion.
That's the old protection racket. You go along with us, and you pay us your tribute, and you know, we'll make sure that nothing happens to you. But anybody that fucks the system, well, we're going to put them in prison or kill them.
Well, things are going that way. I don't know what's going to take to trip it, but sooner or later, people are going to have to get fed up.
I know exactly what it's going to take. It's going to take the American people sticking a gun up their butt and pulling the trigger. That's exactly what it's going to take. And it'll never stop until that happens.
Well, thank you, Bill. If you hadn't heard anything about this, there couldn't be a whole lot to it. Maybe if anybody else has any information, they'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, and let me know if anybody knows anything. I haven't heard anything about it. Don't know anything about it, but doesn't mean there's nothing to it, because I don't hear everything.
Well, I will send you a link to the article, and maybe you can find something out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578 is the number. Well, that's interesting if it's true. If it's true, I'd like to know about it. And if it is true, I'll get in touch with the guy and get him on the broadcast so everybody can hear what he's got to say if it turns out to be legitimate. 520-333-4578 is the number. The topic tonight, what we're trying to have as a topic, which isn't working too well, maybe I ought to just open it.
Okay, let's open it up. Whatever you want to talk about, let's put it that way, since nobody wants to talk about why they're going after Clinton all of a sudden.
When, you know, they've had ample opportunity to hang this guy from the highest tree in the country. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I just, my opinion on this, why are they leaning on Hillary Clinton there? Aren't there several different groups of these insiders that are kind of vying to sit on the top of the pyramid, as it were?
Well, that's not the way it works.
You see,
they will cooperate with each other in every way that's required in order to bring about their one world government. Then when the world government is created, then they will fight with each other behind the scenes to see who controls it.
Well,
but they will not, one of them will do anything to hinder the formation of world government because they all want that.
Right.
That's
right.
The primary objective.
Well, and of course there's not any difference between the two front runners right now at all, and I think that your assessment is correct in that Mr. Gore is going to be the governor.
Yeah, barring some miracle, or somebody coming out with something that just absolutely turns the stomach of the American people
right.
So they won't vote for it.
Right. And I think we only have to look back to the situation with George Wallace when he said there was not one whit of difference between the two parties or the two individuals. And if you'll remember, he was shot not too long after that.
Yep.
So he kind of, I think, had figured that out pretty well. And he was sort of an outsider, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, but it's true. I mean, if you look over the years, it didn't matter who occupied the White House. We just kept going right straight on the world government.
Yeah.
Didn't matter whether it was Republican or Democrat.
Right.
Who put them in office or who, you know, contributed money to them or anything else. We still continue on that road. And it's never slowed down for one tiny second.
No, and I think because they counted this whole primary thing this time around very much like a sporting event.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what it sounded like, at least to me it did.
Yeah.
And I think the people will get into that, and then they start talking about it at the coffee shops and so on, and at that point, it's like, you know, are the Lions going to win or the whatever.
Yeah, you got it. It's the old Roman circus.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Well, that's my two cents worth, and I just, other than that, I really don't know. I try to figure some of this out myself and can't always.
Well, I can't figure this out. I mean, this is escaped me, and I'm usually right on top of everything.
Right.
But you know, a few years ago, I did predict that William Clinton would be the first president to go from the White House to the Big House, meaning...
Well, he may do that.
Meaning being convicted of a crime in court.
Mm-hmm.
And sentenced to something.
Right.
Now, I had kind of given up on that. But now it looks like, you know, Donald's going to go after him big time. At least that's what it appears to be.
It could be another one of these bullshit lies.
Right.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to say the least, that's for sure.
But it's certainly distracting, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I guess I'm at a loss to really figure it out. But I just want to say that I enjoy your website, and... you're in our prayers a lot, and all the best to you with your health and everything going on there, Bill.
Well, thank you. And I regret to say that the website is not going to be updated for about a week, but I'm glad I left it with a headline that's on there.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the best, most meaningful headline that has come along in several years.
Right.
And it's an important one. If you haven't seen it, if you're listening now and you haven't seen it, go to williamcooper.net. Click on Veritas News Service and look at the headline.
Okay, is the net site up there or functioning now?
Been up for quite a while.
Oh, okay. I was just at the comm site and didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, well, if you go to the comm site, it refers you to the net site.
Okay.
And it's up and working. It's been up and working for a while. Now, if there are a lot of people trying to access at the same time, you'll get what's known as a 403 error.
Right.
Which means you just keep hitting your refresh button. Usually it doesn't take more than 12 or 15 refreshes to get in. And sometimes just one or two.
Right.
So if you do that, you'll get in, no sweat.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Up the good work, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bless you. Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. It's open topic. You know, you notice that when we had a topic, nobody wanted to talk about the topic. When we opened the topic, then the last caller wanted to talk about the topic. But that's okay. I don't care. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill Cooper. This is Dave in Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid I don't have very much to add about the topic you wanted to talk about because it mystifies me as much as you, and I think your speculation is as reasonable as anything that I've heard, and that's all I can add to it. But since you've opened it up, I wanted to ask you about the 10-year census that's going on now. I got my package in the mail today, and I haven't opened it up to look at it yet, but it's always bothered me in that my understanding of the purpose of the annual census, and I keep saying that,
it's decade. Every 10 years.
Right, decades.
Well, it's not even a decade because there's some controversy about what a decade is. Some people say 10 years, some people say 16 years.
Mm.
So,
the accepted definition seems to be 10, but whatever, but my understanding of the whole purpose of it was to get a count of the population in order to redraw the boundaries of the representative districts for the House of Representatives.
It has nothing to do with districts on the federal level. It's simply to count the heads in each state to determine the number of representatives that each state is entitled to send to Congress.
Oh, okay, the number of representatives, not the district.
No.
Okay.
No. All this other stuff that they're telling us is a lie. Read the Constitution. The Constitution mandates the census. And the only mandate that it gives is to count the population, not to find out what their names are, not to find out how many toilets they have in their house, not to find out how much money they make, which is really a sort of a spy thing for the IRS, not to find out how many children they have,
or
what race you are, or where you work, or what you do, or how many times you go to the movies each week, or any of this other bullshit.
And the thing, Bill, that strikes me is extremely odd, is that they can, in effect, put any list of questions on there that they want to ask.
Well, they can't. You see, it's all unlawful. It's illegal. It violates the Privacy Act. The Constitution does not mandate it. They have no authority and no jurisdiction to do any of it. The only authority they have, and the only jurisdiction they have, is to count how many people are in each state, and it's only for the purpose of deciding how many representatives that state can send to Congress.
That's my understanding. The only, what I was going to say, or let me put it carefully, they claim that they can ask any question.
Well, it's a lie.
And if you don't answer it, if you don't answer it, your bank charge don't want to fine you $100.
No,
we can ask you any question.
I'll tell you what.
And we're going to fine you.
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to answer any of those questions. Let them fine me. I'm not going to pay the fine either. And if they come to try and throw me in jail, well, they're going to have to deal with me when they get here because I'm not going to go. They have no authority to do any of it. The federal government has no jurisdiction whatsoever within the territorial boundaries of the states except the jurisdiction given to them by the Constitution. As far as the census is concerned, the only jurisdiction they have is to count the number of people within the states and only for the purpose of determining the number of representatives that state can send to Congress and for nothing else.
So what you're saying is what I've been thinking, if I just simply tell them the number of people living here, don't tell them anything else.
That's right. You have fulfilled your constitutional duty.
And I haven't looked at it, and maybe, I'll find out.
You don't need to look at it. They have no authority to ask anything other than how many people live in this house.
Do they ask you on the form, as I said, I haven't looked yet, do they even ask you to sign it at the bottom or anything like that, do you know?
It's been so long since I've even looked at one because I will not participate. I tell them, I'll tell them verbally, there's X number of people who live here. That's all that the Constitution gives you the authority to ask me.
So you wait until someone shows up to ask you?
If they show up, usually they don't. They're scared to death to come up here.
I understand. Well, okay, well, that's kind of what I thought. I thought the whole thing is it's become
a scam. It's a lie. And those questions...
A narcissist agenda.
That's right. And those questions are designed to help them build the database that they're building on every single person that lives on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, folks, I advise you to fulfill the law. The law says you must be counted.
That's all.
That's it, period. As far as the income tax goes,
unless it's a financial law,
that is really a law passed by Congress that requires you to file and pay,
don't file and don't pay. And if you do, without that kind of proof, then you're just another coward.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
Scott, New York.
Hi, Scott.
You were talking about Clinton and
the
so-called dirt that's coming out and potential legal actions. It's interesting. From my analysis, the whole thing was a complete charade. Ken Starr was part of a junket that went to the former Soviet Union and helped write the present constitution of the Russian Federation. A government that just, in the man who holds the office of president's words, liberated Grozny. And it's a complete charade. And of course there were no implications for Clinton. And Lindsey Graham, one of the reps who supposedly took up the, he donned the mantle of the people that were going to oust Clinton. Well, he's got such a in line with the media that it was reported once but not reiterated that he got an honorary degree at Bob Jones University. So he's behind the, he gets the cover.
Yeah.
He's an inside guy. And he's smooth talking, and he's got that nice little southern accent of his, and he really, cut the fine figure, except for that bulbous nose of his. But anyway, anybody who gets their hopes up that anything is going to come out about, Bill Clinton that's going to lead to any serious things. The thing about the thing with the court case down south, that's much more serious than the fact that he might get disbarred. Because they can't ignore it as well. And there are members of the bar who just, they know the facts, and the facts there are just too hard to ignore.
Let me tell you, the biggest indication that what you're talking about is true is the marriage of James Carville and Mary Madeline.
Oh, she is hideous.
No, I'm not here to say that they're hideous. I don't know them personally.
Okay, I'll bet.
But what I do know is that Mary Madeline was involved in the campaign for the Republican candidate for the presidency, and James Carville was the head of the campaign for William Clinton's bid for the presidency. Now, here's two people totally, absolutely, if it was all real, in opposition to each other. Couldn't possibly get together and have an intelligent conversation and have any grounds for meeting and civil behavior whatsoever, and they got married.
If what they say is true.
Which means it's all bullshit.
They don't
believe any of it, or they couldn't have done such a thing.
And what's amazing, Bill, and I know that you have tended to not be driving this point home that much in recent history. Of course, people who have been listening and following your leads and researching have taken a look at history's secret societies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the National Press Club and the bar associations, and numerous of these professional societies.
Why do you think they call it the American Bar Association?
Ah, very interesting, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, most
people don't understand that. If it was really, truly American, they wouldn't call it the American Bar Association. It would just be the Bar Association. They call it the American Bar Association because it's licensed by the English Bar Association.
Well, speaking of that, and I wasn't intending to go here, but in New York, I'm having experiences around work where I'm witnessing what goes on here, and it's amazing. The recruitment of talent at the executive level out of London and England entire into the United States is being done. It's an absolutely total open door. If people want to pick up a phone and find an executive, they're just as inclined to go to the UK as they are to the United States. And down on the street level...
Well, really, do you blame them? I mean, people here are so damn stupid, it's pathetic. Would you want them to be the vice president of your company, to tell you the truth?
Well, there's definitely some fine people amongst them. And at the street level...
They're a lot smarter than Americans. At least they know what's going on. And England is already socialist, so they're in the game.
Right? And at the street level...
Americans haven't got a clue yet.
And at the street level, it's Russians.
Yeah.
Russians.
filling in the, you know, building superintendent jobs, taking up civil service jobs in the city of New York, many of them helped by
taking over organized crime.
And organized crime. Very much helped by more longer established case people. And a lot of this is out of incredibly nice intentions of helping people, you know, newly Russian immigrants get a leg up here in the United States.
Sure.
But their value system, and I don't mean morally or anything, but politically,
mm-hmm.
and their ideas
about... They're communists.
Oh, it's amazing.
They're communists. And if you go over to Russia and ask the people in the street what they think about democracy, they'll tell you they wish the communist regime was back.
Yeah.
Because at least they knew where they stood and they were taken care of. Now, they actually have to work.
Yeah. So it's going to come down to a confrontation. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. No doubt about it at all.
Thanks, Bill.
You're right. Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah. He was Scott, New York. You're absolutely correct. 100%. Right on the money. You've got it, Bill. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, I got the... United States Census form here. You want to hear the questions they're asking?
Yeah, let us hear the questions.
They're amazing. They ask, you know, start here, how many people in the home, what type of home, is it apartment, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes like this. What is person number one's telephone number? You know, and it goes person number one, person number two, person number three, blah, da, 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 da. You follow the pattern? So what is person number one's telephone number? We may call this person if we don't understand an answer.
Oh, that's not what it's for. The telephone number. Through the telephone number and the phone company, they can find out everything in the world about that person.
That's
Social
right.
Security number,
that's
credit,
right.
credit history, education, everything.
What is person's number one sex? What is person's number one age? And you're supposed to print month, day, and year of birth, and, you know, that's another identifier. And then question number seven, is person number one Spanish / Hispanic / Latino? Mark no, mark yes. If Mexican, Mexican, American, Chicano, mark yes. If other Spanish, Hispanic, Latino, yes. Puerto Rican, yes. Cuban. And then next, number eight, what is person number one's race? White. Black, African-American, or Negro. Understand that. Black, African-American, or Negro. I mean, it's like, is there a difference? African-Indian and Alaskan Native. That name of enrolled or principal tribe. And then it gives, you know, other choices. Asian, Chinese, Filipino, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Native Hawaiian, Chamorro, Samoan, Pacific Islander, other Asian. And then if all else fails, some other race, and you're supposed to print that. And so it goes, as Kurt Vonnegut would say, for up to 12 persons.
Oh, good.
You're attacking
that. And that's the short form, isn't it? Isn't that the short form? Because on the long form, there's at least 50 questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the questions being sent to households around Wisconsin.
Well, there's two sets. One is a short form, which is what they say most people will get. The other is a long form, which has a lot more questions.
Well, the interesting thing is what they're going to get back from me on this form. There is one person living in the household, and the rest of these questions are none of your goddamn business. Goodbye.
Well, that's exactly what everybody should be doing.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, and God help the one who... decides to come and knock at this door, and that's all I can tell you.
Good for you. But don't hurt anybody. We've got to remember that these people who are hired to take the census, they're just sheeple who went and applied for a job and don't have a clue because they don't have any brains. No brains. Sheeple, stupid, ignorant.
I was a naked civil servant.
Yeah.
Ever see that one?
No, but somebody should make it.
As far as that last caller mentioning about the Russians, what can I say? But the dog invariably returns to its vomit. And so it goes.
Yep.
Good night.
Right time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's it, folks. And that's it for another episode of The Hour of the Time. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you. Yeah. More than I can say.
More than I dare spoke, as a matter of fact.
See you later, alligator.
All the time the birds are walking.
Concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord Jesus is about to be revealed from heaven, ladies and gentlemen, in his reigning fire.